For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is urging the United States to act cautiously in the South China Sea. It's being reported that the U.S. Navy sent a guided missile destroyer within 12 nautical miles of Chinese islands in the South China Sea on Tuesday. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says if true, China advises the United States to think again before acting, not act blindly or make trouble out of nothing. Chinese embassy spokesperson Zhu Haichuan said earlier in Washington that the concept of freedom of navigation should not be used as an excuse for muscle flexing and infringing upon the sovereignty and security of other countries. More than 280 people have died after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Afghanistan, affecting Pakistan, India, and Tajikistan. The bulk of the casualties were reported from Pakistan. Officials are warning the death toll would rise as rescue workers rush to the remote areas where communications have been cut off. In the most severely affected areas of Pakistan, officials said at least 154 deaths have been confirmed alone in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In Afghanistan, 12 schoolgirls were killed in a crush while they were trying to escape from their building. Three other provinces also reported at least 52 deaths in total. China and the Netherlands are vowing to boost cooperation in the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The remarks come as Chinese President Xi Jinping met with visiting Dutch King Willem-Alexander in Beijing. The Netherlands is one of the 57 prospective founding members of the AIIB. President Xi called for both sides to maintain the sound momentum of cooperation in marine transportation and seek cooperation in more areas such as finance, air transportation, agriculture, and new energy. The two leaders also agreed to boost exchanges in the fields of coping with climate change, culture, education, sports, and panda protection. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will pay an official visit to South Korea and attend the sixth trilateral summit meeting between China, Japan, and South Korea. His visit to the country is scheduled from October 31st to November 2nd. It is also Li Keqiang's first visit to South Korea as Chinese Premier. He is scheduled to hold talks with President Park Geun-hye, meet with other leaders, and attend activities on economic cooperation and people-to-people ties. Top nuclear envoys for the six-party talks on dismantling North Korea's nuclear program will meet in South Korea this week. The meeting in Seoul has been confirmed by the foreign ministry in the South. Delegates from China, the U.S., Russia, and Japan will gather for the multilateral forum on the Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative meeting scheduled to be held in Seoul on Wednesday. The South Korean foreign ministry says its counterpart in North Korea has yet to confirm participation in the dialogue. The six-party talks have been stalled since 2009 following a dispute over the failed launch of a satellite by North Korea. Britain's unelected House of Lords dealt a strong defeat to Prime Minister David Cameron's government and provoked a constitutional squabble by voting to delay a cut in tax credits. The 307 to 277 vote in favor of halting the cuts pending an independent review put the House of Lords in a rare clash with the elected House of Commons, which backed the measure. The proposed cuts were part of the Conservative government's aims at reducing Britain's deficit. The Conservatives have a majority in the Commons, but not in the Lords, whose members are mostly political appointees. UK Chancellor George Osborne, who championed the cuts, conceded defeat and said he would introduce further measures to lessen the impact of cuts on working people. The issue of forest farm reform is expected to be written into China's 13th five-year plan. The move can clarify the direction of development for state forest farms and areas. China has set a goal of expanding total output value of the forestry industry to 6 trillion yuan or 950 billion U.S. dollars. A deepening reform in the forestry sector aims to further stimulate development and boost share prices of the forestry-related companies in China. The University of Oxford is seeking to recruit experienced talents as visiting scholars from China and the rest of the Asia-Pacific region. The school's Vice Chancellor Ralph Waller promoted a special program in Beijing on Monday, which aims to attract senior personnel in education and business as well as entrepreneurs. China provides the second largest number of foreign students at Oxford following the U.S. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.